1 January 1965, I guess it was. There was a lot of snow around. We drove up, and my wife and I, in our little Volkswagen, and loved the area right away. The snow was crisp white, very clean. It was just a beautiful place, and we thought, well, this would be a nice place to spend a year. But we loved it so much, we just never left, never thought of leaving. The State University of New York was expanding rapidly. This college here had just become an arts and science college, and they were looking for people in all the areas, and the buildings were going up, and it was a great day to be around. You knew everybody else at the college in those days, and the parties that you would have, you know, would involve all kinds of people with different backgrounds, and a lot of local people came in and took courses. Maybe just one course, maybe a whole degree's worth of courses, just to see what on earth was going on over there at the college. So we had great discussions. We had people of all ages there. Well, I was actually hired to take care of the laboratory courses in experimental psychology. They liked what I could offer in regard to training animals, because in the 60s, there was a lot of emphasis in psychology on looking for general principles of behavior, and in particular, rats. And the college up here wanted to put in some experience for the kids. So that's what I did. I came up and I set up apparatus, and all the students who are majors in psychology took a two-semester course in experimental psychology. And one of the things they had to do, they all had to train a rat to do something simple like press a bar to get a drop of water for a reward. About 10 years after that, I sort of had it with the rats, and I knew all the problems, and I didn't want to face the problem. Problems like rats getting out of their cages and running around the floor of the lab, and I was really more interested in getting the students to do their work. And so whatever a student might want to do, like on an independent study project or so, I'd help them out, and I spent most of my time just working with whatever projects the students wanted to do. I did get involved, though, with high school psychology, developing materials, developing outlines for really top-notch and standard Psych 101 type of courses. And what we wanted to do was to make sure that the high school course was up to the college standards. And then I got involved in the marking the essay tests. Towards the end of my career, about 6-7 years before I retired, I got involved with assessment, which is essentially evaluating how well you're doing. And this was applied to whole departments. How well are you doing as a department in your instruction phase, basically? Are the students actually learning what you think they're learning? And so I became the assessment coordinator over there at the college, and I tried to get all the departments to establish goals for themselves at the beginning of the year, and then in some way to gather some information to see whether they actually had achieved that.